Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to My Transformation. This
Hello, this is My Transformation. I'm still having problems with Blog Talk, so I'm going to do this live. Today's meditation is The Last Call. The book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verses 23 and 24. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regardeth. Now I'm going to read my notes. After reading these verses, I asked God if this was the last call. He said, yes. I went ahead and read the references to verse 24. They speak of God constantly telling his people to repent and come back to him. But they refuse to listen and mock him instead, while they continue in their evil ways, worshiping idols and polluting his temple. God poured his wrath on them. God loves us even when we are at our worst. He will send us messengers. He will forgive us and bless us. He will take us back. God is a just God. He will send you pain. He will destroy you. He will condemn you. God gives us a choice. He is a patient God and would send messenger after messenger after messenger to speak his truth to you, even when you mock his words and kill his messengers, he will send more messengers to you, giving you chance after chance after chance to repent of your evil ways. God is a loving God. He is also a vengeful God. God is a peaceful God. He will also send your enemies to attack you. God is creator of all things. He is also a destroyer. He will destroy you. God is a mighty God. He is also a furious God. It is God's choice to spare you or to utterly destroy you. God gives us free will. What we do with it determines our fate. God will forgive your evil ways. He will forgive your sin. He will take you back and fill you with the spirit of wisdom and teach you his word. But you won't listen to his pleas. You mock his word. You refuse to set aside your evil ways and come back to him. You choose to worship idols and defile God's temple. You refuse to heed God's word. You refuse to listen to God's messengers. As I read the other references, God said to give them the truth even though they would not hear. So God already knows you will refuse to listen to and heed his word. But he pleads with you anyway. He sends messengers anyway. God does what he says he's going to do. It's a proven fact. Read his word and see what's going on in the world. God is not to be mocked. He is true to his word. If he says he will love you, he will. If he says he will destroy you, he will. If he says he will forgive you, he will. If he says he will send your enemies to destroy you, he will. If he says he will send you messengers to deliver his word, he will. If he says he will blind you to the truth, he will. God does what he says he will do. I say this to God a lot. I would say, God, I did my part. Other people don't do their part. God has blessed me with so many projects. He also connected me to people who could create with me to complete the projects. They chose not to help, or they chose to steal my work for their own benefit. So I would say, God, I did my part. Now all the work God blessed me with is put away in boxes. Everything in those boxes are for healing, edifying, and awakening the spirit. Wisdom, healing, empowerment, transformation, all sitting in boxes. God knows what's best, but we choose the opposite. We were not created to please ourselves. We were not created to cater to our human flesh. We were not created to be slaves to evil. We were not created to please God. I read that wrong. We were created to please God. We were created to be loved and to love one another as God loves us. We were created to bring light and beauty to this planet. We were created to live among each other in peace and joy as one. We were created to be different, yet live in harmony despite our differences. God gave us free will to choose the life he meant for us to live or choose a life of disharmony and pain. We chose disharmony and pain, and God loves us still. My goodness, it is not a coincidence that what came out of my mouth was a lie. That we were not created. Man, I'm not even going to repeat that. But I'm telling you, I have been hit so hard by the dark forces. I'm continuing to be hit. And I had a thought, and I was just talking and talking and talking because it came to my mind that it may be the false teachers and leaders that are gathering together, sending out the energy to block these messages. They don't want you to know the truth. And my thing is, for all this stuff to be happening since that main message, which is let my people go, ever since that message, thing has been happening, and the dark forces have been on me ever since that message. Because that message and the messages following that are really serious messages. So the dark forces, the false prophets and teachers, they are gathering together. The Bible even says that legions and legions would join together to attack. And that's what they're doing. They do not want you to receive these messages. If a message is going to make changes, if a message has a lot of truth in it, and I mean truth that you can really relate to, the dark forces don't want that out. Now, if you're delivering messages that are like mediocre and, you know, people are not going to really grab the meaning of the message, then let that slide right on through. Because they know the people ain't going to understand it. People are not going to really pay much attention to it. They're not going to really listen to it. It's not going to really get down in their soul. It's not going to reach that far. If they know it's going to be a message like that, then let that go ahead and slide by. But if you deliver a message straight from God and has his energy and power in it, you think the dark forces want that message to get through? No, they don't. They do not. God's message, let my people go. They did not want that message to get through. And all those messages following that, they did not want to go through. So yesterday's message, man, they didn't want that to go through either. And I did everything I could to get it through. I had to get on there live at the very ending of it. And now there's two little pieces on there, and I have to redo that. So they are constantly doing their best to keep you from hearing these messages. It's not a coincidence that the last day of my premium trial is today, and today's message is, my God. Oh, Lord, this is crazy. You know, it's like, can't you see what God is showing you? Can't you see? The last day, the last call, not a coincidence. The last day, the last call. It's not. God may not even have me do any more messages after this. This might be the last call to the false prophets and teachers. I don't know, but I still have a lot of messages that you haven't even heard yet. Messages that God had everything in order, and I had to skip the order because, like, resurrection, he wants you to hear that for Easter so you know what resurrection is really about. So I had to do that, and then this one, the last call, this is the last day, so he wants you to hear this today, but there's other messages that were blocked that you're supposed to hear. They tried to block this. I tried to upload this show to my Facebook, and I was going to send you a link to listen to Facebook, and then Facebook wouldn't even accept it. So Facebook wouldn't cooperate. So this, people, is not a coincidence. I'm beginning to really believe. I haven't asked God. This is just my feeling. I've been getting to believe that preachers, false preachers and ministers and all the people out there that are leading you wrong, they are gathering together and sending energy with the dark forces to block these messages. They don't want you to know the truth either. They're enjoying your tithes. You know, you got preachers out there that wear all these diamonds, big old diamonds on their fingers and chains around their neck and these fancy watches, expensive watches and these custom-made suits and socks and shoes and these big old mansions and all these cars and stuff and Rolls Royces and whatever they're driving. They got all that going on. But yet, there are people in their own congregation that are poor. People in their own congregation taking out loans to get what they need or want. People in their own congregation living paycheck to paycheck or struggling to pay their bills. Now, why is that? There should be nobody in that congregation wanting for anything. Nobody. But you got these preachers living in mansions and dressing in all these custom-made clothes and all this stuff going on. How is that possible? How is that possible? God didn't meant for that to happen. That's not how it's supposed to be. They're supposed to be using those tithes for the poor, for the widows, for those in need, not to hog it for themselves so they can live like they're on some cloud or something. That's not for them to be living all in luxury and stuff. That's not for them to use like that. There should be not one poor person in that preacher's church, not one. There should be nobody in that church struggling to pay their bills. There should be no widow in that church suffering. None. The money's not being used the way it was meant to be used. So it's people like that that God is talking to. People like that. Because when the word is truth, when the word is coming directly from God, the devil will come in there and intervene. If the word have no real effect on the people, the devil will let you do your thing. He will let you do your thing. He will not even bother you. And I think I mentioned in the other show that he will watch you if you look like you might be getting through to the people. He will watch you. But if there's no way you're going to get through to the people not really listening to you. They're just in the church, hearing the word, doing their little Sunday thing, not really taking in or understanding. See, the devil's trying to keep you from being able to talk now. He's trying to choke me up. He tried that the other day. But I said, if anything, I'll get on here live, and I will do my notes live. And now he's trying to choke me up, so I can't talk. But I'm talking. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm talking. My clock on the studio is not even moving, so I don't know how much time I have left, but I'm talking anyway, in case you do get this. But the devil will do everything he can to block God's message. And if that's not enough for you to understand how all this stuff works, then I can't help you. I just cannot help you any more than that. I can deliver God's word because he tells me to. I can go through all the struggling and everything I have to do just to get the word to you because that's what God wants me to. But you have to be the one to believe and receive God's word. That's your choice. That's up to you. You have to do that. I can't make you. I can't force you. God's not going to tie your hands behind your back. He's not going to make you or force you either. He's just going to let you know, I am a forgiving God. I am a loving God. I will forgive you if you repent and receive my son. I will forgive you when I see the blood of the Lamb washed over you. That's what he says. Now, he's not going to forgive blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. That's the only thing God does not forgive. But if you blaspheme the word, if you be evil and hateful, if you kill and steal and all that, God will forgive you. But he will not forgive you if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, the power of God. He will not forgive that. You are doomed already. But he will forgive your sins. And God, that call out to those false prophets that are keeping his people from hearing the truth and knowing the truth, his vengeance is on them, and his wrath on them is going to be so terrible. So probably the worst they've ever experienced. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Because God does what God says he's going to do. He does what he says he's going to do. I know that for a fact. My relationship with God is so close. And I am learning so much through his guidance and his teaching. I know from my own personal experience that God is real. I know from my own personal experience the things that he will do, the things that he will do. So even though the dark forces are blocking the messages are done, and they will get out when they get out because the energy is out there. God is a loving God. God is a forgiving God, and he will forgive you of your sins. All you have to do is want it, not with your lips, but with your heart. I'm going ahead and close now because my throat is closing up, and I know why it's closing up. So I've already shared God's word with you, so the word is out, and I'm done. I'm done. And I am so glad that I have God as my Savior. I'm so glad that I have this close relationship with him, and I am so glad that I am able to get his word out for him, that I am being used the way he wants me used. And I wouldn't turn this relationship in for anything. Not for anything. I don't care what the devil does. I don't care what the dark forces does. I will not leave my father ever again. Because I know for a fact now that he never leaves us. We leave him. And I will never, ever do that again. Ever. The only thing I'd be asking God when I get to a point of I'm tired is, God, can I come home now? Can I come home now? Because I'm ready. I'm ready to come home. But God has something for me to do, and I will do that. And he's not going to let me come home until it's done. He's already told me that. That's one reason why he put me in a corner, too, because I keep asking, can I come home now? So I cannot do what he wants me to do if he lets me come home. But I have to stay here on this planet, in this human body, so I can do what God wants me to do. So my prayer is for those who are seeking the truth, that they find it, that they find it. And that they will recognize it when they see it or hear it. That they will recognize it. Because some people are so brainwashed. Some people are led in such a far-off direction that they may not even see it. But my prayer is that you will see the truth and that you will hear the truth, that you will know the truth. Because if you die before you receive the truth, it's too late for you. It's too late. And my prayer is that those false prophets will wake up. You may be getting all you want from God's blind people for your own personal benefit, but think about your end. You may be enjoying your life now, but this is the true life. This life is temporary. This life is an illusion. Think about your real life. What's going to happen to you when God showers you with his wrath? What's going to happen to you when judgment time comes? That's the real life right there. It's not this physical human life. This isn't the real one. Your spirit is your real life. Your spirit being, not your flesh being. That's temporary. So maybe you'll wake up to that, if anything. Wake up to the fact that the life you're living now is a temporary life. Your choices, the choices you make relates to your spirit life. What's going to happen to your spirit life? That's what's going to happen with your choices. So if you choose to remain dark in your physical, then what is going to happen to you in your spiritual? That's what's important. That is what's important. So maybe you would think about that. Maybe you think about that. It doesn't matter how many darts you throw at me. It does not matter what y'all gather together to do against me to keep God's word out. That doesn't matter. What's going to matter is what God is going to do to you. What God is going to do to your spirit, what God is going to do to who you really are, that's what matters, because that is what's going to be everlasting, not your physical life, your spirit life. Where is it going to be eternally? That is what matters. That is what matters. So thank you again for listening to My Transformation, and may God's word continue to lead and guide you in the right direction.